God, because without you we are not able to please you, mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Reading from the book of Amos. Hear this, you who trample upon the needy and bring the poor of the land to an end, saying, when will the new moon be over that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath that we may offer wheat for sale, that we may make the ephah small and the shekel great, and deal deceitfully with false balances, that we may buy poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, and sell the refuse of the wheat. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their deeds. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
First Timothy,
first of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be given for all men, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectable in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony to which was born at the proper time. For this I was appointed as a preacher and apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I desire then that in every place that men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
Great commission to make disciples. though you might have doubts, you're still part of Jesus' great project. Verse 17. When they saw Jesus, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Sounds like the church. Sounds like you and me. Many worship, some doubt. Sometimes the disciples doubt, but the Great Commission is given to them nonetheless, even the doubters. Jesus puts them onto his team. And as long as they're willing to learn from him and follow him and trust him, and it's in the learning and the following and the trusting that doubt is removed. Verse 18. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, make disciples, baptizing them, teaching them to observe all that I command. And here we have all of our verbs piled up. Go. Go. You know, you don't have to go very far to find people who need God. Work, school, neighborhood, family. Everywhere we go, God calls us to reach out to people with the life of Jesus and the love of Jesus, and to invite them into relationship with him, where we're learning from him and learning how to live from him. Go, baptize. Now the verb baptize doesn't offenses to me of every kind, submerge them in God, and show them how to do everything I have told you to do, and I will be with you every minute till the job is done. That is our mission. Are you on board? Have you ever, at a conscious level, in your will, not your feelings, because feelings come and go, but in your will, settled that Jesus will be your teacher? That more than anything, you want to be like him, live like him, and join him in his great work. Maybe when you come up for communion today, you will recommit yourself to him and to his great project. In the words of the Nicene Creed, let us stand, join the church at all times and all places, profess our belief. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead, the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the church and for the world, saying, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. We pray for James, our bishop, Douglas, our parish priest, and all who minister at your church. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. We pray for George, our president, Mike and Rick, our governors. We remember those serving our country at wartime. Adam, Cain, Keith, Jacob, Bo, Michael, Paul, Devin, Mark, James, Chris, Alex, Charles, Brandon, Trey, Chris, and Zach. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us all a respect for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. We remember those members of our parish family who celebrate birthdays this week: Lena, Bailey and Blaine, Doug and Hadley. And those celebrating wedding anniversaries, Dale and Patty Buster, and Richard and Lindy Lawrence, whose household we lift up in prayer this week. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
comfort and heal all those who suffer in the body, mind, or spirit, especially those on our parish prayer list. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We commend to your mercy all who have died, especially Billy, that your will for them may be fulfilled, and we pray that we may share with the Blessed Virgin Mary, James our patron, all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty and ever-living God, ruler of all things in heaven and on earth, hear our prayers for this parish family. Strengthen the faithful, arouse the careless, and restore the penitent. Grant us all things necessary for our common life. Bring us all to be of one heart and mind within your holy church. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please have a seat. Rather full calendar this week, and I draw that to your attention. A couple of announcements that I want to underline. Next Sunday, we have a lot of choice for you. You know how you go to the grocery store and you see 400 different kinds of aspirin? Well, next Sunday, in addition to the regular Sunday services of 8 and 10, the choir, the boys' choir, is singing Evensong at 4 p.m. Father Flushi, who's the parish priest of St. Edward's, is coming over to preach. I met him for lunch last week, and he thinks Episcopalians, Anglicans are a very exotic breed of animal. So he's excited to come and preach. So I do hope that you'll show up 4 o'clock next Sunday, not only to take part in some wonderful music, but to show him just exactly how exotic you are. Can't pay enough for entertainment like this. The Brotherhood of St. Andrew is hosting a Oktoberfest on Sunday, October 20, from 4 to 7 in the evening. Beer, brats, and oompa-pa, at the rec center from 4 to 7 o'clock, and you can get your tickets from any member of the Brotherhood. If there are any here with their tickets, you can pop them at the back of the church. It's $25 a person, and all children are free. I think that's it. That's enough about that. Who is celebrating the anniversary of birth or of marriage this week? We'll pray God's blessing. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these your servants who come before you today seeking your blessing, both as individual Christians and as married couple. We thank you for giving them life. We thank you for giving them life eternal by water and the Spirit. We thank you for giving them one to another and to your work. Pour out the continual dew of your blessing upon them, we pray. Lead them in paths of holiness and righteousness all their days. Bless them, God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you this day, and remain with you always. Peace of the Lord be always with you. gave it to them and said,